forever. Dog.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Rod has COVID. Welcome to the podcast. Rod, do you like this new intro that I did for you?
Yeah, it's really good. Gang, it's accurate.
If you wanted, I wrote a really good intro, but I did it for the Patreon and not for this one. So for this one, I'm just cutting to the chase. Rod has COVID. He has COVID-19. Can you believe this, gang?
It's really sad because Rod is an essential jerker.
Yes.
Which means that he goes on the front lines to jack off in front of people for the amusement of the world. He's an essential jerker on the front lines, and he got COVID because of it, which is honorable.
Yeah.
I guess, you know.
Thank you guys so much. I didn't really know that essential jerking was an honorable profession, but if you guys say so, I guess I do feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, we've sort of maybe touched on this on this podcast, but Rod got COVID while wearing a mask and a face shield. And the people who gave him COVID were also wearing a mask and a face shield. And I think we mentioned this, the like Swiss cheese effect or whatever of COVID, and how when you look at that graph, it just sort of seems like there's just a chance that you're just going to get it. And it's not, you're not going to be able to avoid it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it feels like with Rod, like taking every precaution, but still, you still get it. And all the people around you taking those same precautions.
Yeah. And some of them just don't get it.
Yeah.
What the hell? How you ever see that? You ever see that graph where it's a person with no mask, another person no mask, and it tells you the percentage? The mm-hmm. chance, and then at the very end, it shows a person with a mask and another person with a mask, and they're like, oh, it's the percentage of this happening of someone getting COVID from this interaction is 0.0009 or something. So, Rod.
Yeah, but then, I was looking at that going, okay, just be around people with masks, you know, be safe. But then that Swiss cheese thing came out.
What was the Swiss cheese thing? I don't know what this is.
Let me look it up real fast. Somebody, I think Emily Heller showed it to me or she posted about it. She didn't like text me. What? I've been seeing your skate videos.
Watch out for the Swiss cheese.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll send it to you.
Okay. Yeah. How are you sending it to me?
Just texting it to y'all.
Okay.
I mean, Rod, I don't even know if this is interesting to you anymore because you've got COVID.
I've got COVID, and it is still interesting to me. I just
Rod's so convinced that he's going to get it again. So I told
him. I just am saying it's possible you can get it again.
Okay, Swiss cheese, respiratory virus, pandemic defense. Yes. Okay. We're doing a gripe episode again, and I just got a perfect gripe, so.
All right, let's get into it then.
Wait. I just want to go over this Swiss cheese thing.
Well, maybe that can be part of
the I wasn't using Swiss cheese as my mask, though. I want
to
be clear.
Of course not. Of course not. You wouldn't be able to breathe.
I want to be perfectly clear. Okay. I was not using the stinky Swiss cheese as my mask.
All right,
mask.
Well, let me start with my gripe then.
Is there gripe music?
There's gripe music, and it sounds a little. It goes a little something like this.
Now on with the countdown. Four.
For my number four gripe is, why does every fucking website have to have the thing where you have to accept their cookies? Who am I, Santa Claus?
Tweet it.
Santa Claus would just say yes.
Clay, put that on Twitter right now, man.
Yeah, Clay, you have to tweet that.
Hang on a second. I'll keep up to those tweets. Can y'all say something while I type
that's
this?
That's good because
so
people...
what Clay is referring to is the IrishTimes.com, which I just typed in, you know, Swiss cheese, respiratory virus, pandemic defense. And this is the first website that has the picture of the graph. And so this Swiss cheese thing, it talks about if you line a bunch of pieces of Swiss cheese up together, the holes don't line up and it makes it difficult to get the virus through those holes because each piece of Swiss cheese is different, but there's still ways to get through. And so it just kind of leaves you feeling by the end of it, it's kind of like, oh, it's kind of hopeless. All right, well, I guess I'll just get COVID. I'll try really hard not to. But Rod is a good example of this Swiss cheese respiratory virus pandemic defense, because he did take all the precautions. I guess, you know, you were at work on the front lines being a social jerk or a essential jerker, but so.
All right, cool. So another episode of Friends Help Clay Write His Tweet. On this episode, Clay's writing a tweet that goes a little something like this. Why is every website wanting me to accept cookies? Who do they think I am, Santa Claus?
Yeah.
This is funny. Clay, I think you're going to get a million faves.
I'm going to retweet this right away.
Is it Santa Claus question mark at the end?
Who do they think I am?
Question mark.
Yeah, who do they think I am? Santa Claus question mark.
Oh, only one question mark?
I think you should have fun with it. You know, do whatever tickles your fancy.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you could do one, you could do none. It's really up to you.
Oh, I could do more than one. Okay, why is every website?
I mean, is there a meme of a guy who's like going, you know, like a, ugh, like a, what's that meme? Person who goes like this?
Wait, let me
you
see.
Know that?
Maybe you could find a good Tim Allen gif.
Okay, I'm just okay.
Him as the Santa Claus?
Not meme, gif. I mean,
if you can find a good, there's a good Tim Allen Santa Claus.
I don't want to give away the punchline because that's going to be the first thing you see before you start reading.
Okay, maybe a gif of a, maybe there's a funny cookie gif.
Okay, I tweeted it.
Okay, here comes a retweet from me. And I've famously been really killing it on Twitter. Can't wait tomorrow when I release my music video, and I feel like shit all day because.
Whoa! This sounds like a gripe.
Oh yeah, it is a gripe.
Now on with the countdown. 4.
Okay, so I made a music video for Dancing with My Dad. It's me sitting in front of a green screen, flipping. You know, it's just some nostalgic. Videos and movies of the past. It's illegal, and I just wanted to make something because it's a holiday song, and I understand that it's not Big Baby, Another Big Baby, but please, I just want people to support it on the internet because of how hard I tried to work to make to figure out green screen, and I didn't do a very good job, but still, I need you to retweet it. At least if this thing gets 64 retweets, I'll have a party.
Okay. A COVID party. Okay.
Are you going to have a COVID party if this thing gets 64 retweets?
Yeah, I'll have a pizza party.
Okay, pizza. So there's already 3 retweets because I'm going to give it 1.
Thank you.
Clay should give it 1.
And I'm sure Bud will because Bud helped make it.
Yeah. And then, there's 4. I think Clay should retweet it from the American Arts and Culture Review.
Yeah, I can do both.
So we're getting there. You're almost going to have this party.
Okay, wait, what about this? If someone says, hey, I only retweeted this because Clay said he was going to send me a link of Tenet. The first person to retweet it and then tweet at me that thing, I'll DM you a link to the movie Tenet.
Well, that'd be great. Yeah, for every retweet, you get a Tenet DM.
No. I said just one.
Oh, okay. You get only there's one winner.
Clay, you send me a download of Tenet, then I'll send that shit out. I don't care.
Okay, cool.
I think that might be funny because my music video is already stealing so many clips.
Chris Nolan's gonna arrest you.
Whatever.
It's fine.
This point in my life. No, I'm just saying it's hard. It's hard to to make a music, it's hard to know, like, what people. My gripe is that there's no way to predict what people will like, and some people are really good at it, but not me. And I'm also like I, especially during the pandemic, have been like second guessing literally everything I do on the internet. I post something and I'm like, why did I post that or whatever? And so it's really hard. It's really annoying for me when I work really hard on something. And then I have to post about it. It's like, it sucks all the fun out of it. Like I'm like, oh, damn it. Now I have to get people to watch this. That sucks. So anyway, that's my gripe. So anyway, I hope people like it on YouTube or whatever. I don't know.
Right. You put it on YouTube.
And yeah. If you don't get enough retweets, then we'll see you here next week with another gripe.
The brand new gripe.
Yep.
To chew on. Yeah. For everyone to chew on.
Rod, are you ready for your number four gripe on the 12 Gripes of Christmas?
Yeah, 12 Gripes of Christmas too. Okay.
Now on with the countdown. Four.
We touched on this gripe earlier, but I do actually have COVID. Last week I just thought that I had COVID, but this week,
Rod, you already are belittling my gripe with your gripe.
Yeah,
it's like you're griping your gripe about having COVID. You act like it's more important than my gripe about wanting my.
I'm not acting. Like
why would you do that?
I'm not trying to act like it's more important. That's
Rod's on his COVID horse, prancing around town. Oh, my gripe is better than Witt's.
I'm not saying my gripe is better.
Meanwhile, we can't even remember what Clay's gripe is now that Rod has COVID.
Yes, exactly.
All right, sorry, Rod. Go ahead.
Yeah, mine was the cookie one, by the way.
The cookie one. That he wrote the tweet. Remember?
Yeah.
All right, Rod, continue with fucking gripe.
I mean, that's it. I just have it, and it's I've just been in my apartment for a week now, and just sitting here. It's actually.
Are you getting in COVID shape?
From coughing?
Not eating, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I feel like maybe I haven't really been super hungry, so I haven't been eating very much.
Okay.
So maybe I'm getting COVID shape. Hopefully I'll look good at the end of COVID.
Rod, you're already going to look good because you got that dynamite haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. So is this my number?
This morning, Mitra was like, Mitra rides a stationary bike. And this morning she was like, I'm going to go for a run. And I honestly felt like she was breaking up with me. Because we've been living in pandemic world for 9 months, and it was a change to the routine, and I was like, "What?
What's that could be on? A gripe. I don't know why you're
I'm just going on.
Yeah,
a
this
run,
sounds like it. This sounds like perfect gripe to me. I think you need.
Oh, sorry. No, that was just like a yes and gripe to Rod's COVID gripe.
Yes, they COVID.
Okay, are you guys ready for my number four gripe? Or my number three gripe? Sorry.
Yeah, gripe on.
Okay. Here it is.
Now on with the countdown. Three.
My number three gripe is Rod refuses to take advantage of him having antibodies for at least a week.
I just don't know what changes.
Well, I would hop on airplanes. I would fly around the world with all your money that you have now because you're my richest friend I know.
Well, I just took a bunch of days off work, so I have to actually just go back to work now.
Wow.
When do you have to go back to work?
Maybe Friday.
I mean, let's put a buffer day in there.
All right, so is it you have to go back to work, or you just
I mean, financially
you need to, or is it because...
I guess I'm kind of ready to go back to work. It's been 10 days, so it'll be 10 days at that point. Plus I had 2 days off before that, so 12 days. So I've already gone on a pretty substantial vacation for me.
So you're what you're telling me is you're living the Clay Tatum life, and how do you like it?
I guess it's interesting. I don't know. It's weird to not be able to go on a walk. I think I should say that. I think that's a gripe. I think I'm going to wait on that to talk about that.
Okay, cool.
Wait, are you ready for your number three gripe?
Wait, Clay, what was your gripe again?
That he won't enjoy his time being having antibodies, because if I had antibodies, I would I'd hop on an airplane, go to all these places, especially if I had Rod's money.
Yeah, famously, Rod actually did get COVID because he was donating to the banks, Capital One and stuff like that. By, you know, all the money that Rod makes pretty much has gone to paying off his credit card debt, which is the same as donating to the banks because he wants so badly to be part of the 1%. And guess what? It's like you got bit in the ass by the devil because now you got COVID. Sorry, Rod, but that's not going to affect more.
I got bit in the ass by the devil. I deserve it.
Okay, wait, are you ready for your number three gripe?
Yep.
Now, on with the countdown. Three.
Okay, so Rod got COVID, he told us, and then I became absolutely, or Rod, when Rod was like, I think I might have COVID, I became absolutely convinced that I had COVID because I had also injured my sternum.
What's a sternum?
Sternum is a like your breastplate. I'd heard it somehow. I don't Oop, know, skating go. Or...
Yo, you made him horny.
I'm back.
So I started drinking... I started drinking Emergency 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And my mouth, since I can remember, anytime I have too much vitamin C, my mouth like breaks out in canker sores. This might be too much information.
What's a canker?
It like a little, like kind of like the same shit that happens when you bite your lip or something.
Yeah.
And how it heals. But so I got one on the tip of my tongue and I can't talk like unless I numb my mouth up with this. It's called canker. Oh yeah. Canker.
Canker.
I have to numb my tongue up. Huh. And I also can't really eat anything because everything has, it's too acidic or like spicy. So the only thing I can really eat is like mac and cheese or like a cheeseburger or something like that.
Oh, you poor thing.
That sounds nice.
No, yeah, it's cool, but I was on it. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, I mean, guess what? Nothing compares. Rod has COVID, so yeah, I guess.
That does suck. I've had canker sores and they
Oh, yeah, that does suck. Oh, you stubbed, yeah, basically, Wait, you got a little paper cut. Meanwhile, I have a deadly virus. Yeah.
Okay. It's just been like a cold for me. It hasn't really been that bad.
Rod, you're basically giving me COVID of the ego.
Yes.
Exactly. Here, I'll do a gripe. I'll hit you.
No,
with my next
gripe away. Do your natural gripes.
Now on with the countdown. Three.
So my number three gripe is when you get a glass bottle of Coca-Cola or Sprite delivered.
Which is the best way to get it delivered?
They're very nice, but they always have the sticker on it that looks like shit. Do you guys know the stick, like the sticker?
That sticker? Yeah.
Just looks like shit. Just absolutely. It pisses me off every time I see it.
Wait, let me see it again, Ron.
Because it's just like, this is a huge bottle of Sprite too.
Mm.
But I'm just, it has like the nutrition facts, but the bottle is like beautiful, but then you have this bad sticker that sucks.
Why is that?
Do you save the bottle?
Is it because it's like a, it's imported and other countries don't require to have calories on
it? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess probably. Because this is like a Mexican Sprite, I guess.
And let me just remind you, this is your number three gripe. So this is worse than your number four gripe, which is your...
that I have COVID, yeah. So yeah, this is my number three gripe. And this is just like a thing that really, it just annoys me because the bottle is so beautiful, but...
Will you save that bottle?
No, I'll probably just recycle it.
Oh, okay.
Because
well,
it's got that dumb sticker on it.
And also, well, it's also covered in COVID.
Yeah, it has COVID on it from me.
You know, I eat Bubby's pickles and then... I dip that in the jar and Goo Gone, and then I drink out the jar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool. So, yeah, that's not interesting, but you know what it is? Well, that's COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, this podcast really took a freaking went downhill ever since Rod got it.
Well, I would say my main critique is save the COVID for number one.
Oh. Well, I'd say that, you know, I've been living with it for a week now, so I...
All right, okay, Whit, since you know that Rod has COVID, I'm going to give you a gripe now, and just let me know if it compares at all, or if it's just totally overshadowed by Rod's number four, that he's contracted COVID.
Okay.
Now on with the countdown. Two.
My number two gripe is that since the pandemic has started, I have started collecting so many damn subscriptions from all these damn subscription services that now I'm just like underwater and I just don't know where I'm subscribed to what. Am I have a VPN over here. I have Audible over here. I have my new streamable PC over here. And it's pissing me off, and I need to cut it out because I don't need all this. I don't need to have IFC Unlimited and Mubi. I just need to cut it all off.
You say Mubi?
Mubi, M-U-B-I. It's
why don't you get a new email?
It's not emails. It's just like I sign up for so many trials because I'm so bored at my house now. And that I forget, and these trials go on forever, and now I'm, like, subscribed to all these damn things.
Mm.
Yeah, I had a problem with that, and, like, a few months ago, I decided to just clean it up, and now I only have HBO Max.
That's the only one? You don't got Netflix?
I have my mom's Netflix password.
Mm.
So I get that basically for free.
Yeah, I think between me and Mitra, we both have subscriptions to everything, which is, I don't know.
I don't think y'all subscribe to anything. Every time I click on something, you're always like, oh, this is like Mitra's friend that she went to high school with that she hasn't seen in years. And this other one is Mitra's manager gave her a Amazon. And then I have my, you know, this every time I get that at your house. Now, fess up, do you subscribe to anything?
As far as I know, we subscribe to all of them. I don't know, man.
You definitely don't.
But I will say, I didn't have anything. I never had any subscription to any streaming service until the pandemic.
So looks
I
like...
just got lucky because I inherited an Apple TV from our old house where somebody's logged into all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And then somebody logged into some stuff on my computer too. So I just kind of had everything. So yeah, I got lucky, but now I've subscribed to all the crap.
So what you're saying is my gripe was relatable because y'all all related to it. And with Rod's, I don't have COVID. Well, you don't have COVID, so like Rod.
No,
is
I
just,
don't have COVID.
Rod's doing these unrelatable.
Once again, Rod is really alienating us.
Right. he's trying to split
his,
us.
He's on his COVID horse.
Yeah.
Prancing around town.
All right,
well, I mean, that's only my number. That's my number four rank gripe. I don't know why you guys keep
right,
bringing it up.
Right, he doesn't even think it's a big deal. Oh, wait, are you ready for your number two gripe?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, on with the countdown. Two.
It's hard to write a good song. Quay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rod.
Are you?
You've been trying.
Is this a? Or do you have a block?
So when I made this song, I think I'm gonna make a Big Baby Christmas song, and I was like, well, you know that shouldn't be too hard. It's just a grooving bass riff,
right.
Over and over again. But that was just sort of a fluke. That I made that one Big Baby song. And so I'm just trying to treat it like I'll just sit in my like studio and sit and just work on a song for 10 minutes. And then if I don't think of anything, I bail. But it's hard. And it's like, how do people write hit songs over and over again? Not that was a hit.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Yeah.
All right. This is the key to a perfect Big Baby Christmas song, and I think this is going to really help you, save you in time, and it's going to just be great. So what you have to do is you take the old Big Baby song, right? Do you follow me so far?
Uh-huh.
And now just add bells to the as an extra instrument.
Yeah, that's like Godzilla, like the Godzilla soundtrack
from
1998 Godzilla.
But would people be annoyed if it was just the exact same song?
No. Everyone, no one's gonna even know. They're all gonna say, "Oh, wait, we wrote a new song for here," because the Christmas bells they worked that well. and have
them. So go, I have written a new. Dong. I've written new music.
Right.
With bells, but it's not the same songs. It's not the same chords.
It's about how Santa's a big baby.
Well, so far it's about how I'm not a big baby. I am a big baby. I'm not an elf. And then I name elves.
Right.
Okay.
So I am not an elf. You got Susie and Slebby and Skippy and Doo. I'll be Java Del Shelf. Because it's fun to name the elves, but I don't know if I'll stick with that.
And so far it works.
It works, yeah. I mean, are you, what are you caught up on? Are you caught up on the music?
It's
or the
hard.
Lyrics?
I just don't, it's like, right now it's the lyrics, but I just like don't, I just hate releasing stuff. Why?
Yeah, I mean, it's great because it seems like you don't enjoy any of the process. You don't, this
I'm
making it
around
is always stressful because for some reason you need like 20 wires or something you need, and that's throwing you all
right,
around.
I guess
town.
I'm just being a bitch.
And you also, and then when you make it, then you hate the gratification of people enjoying it because it could always do better.
Well, no, I like it. If there's any sort of people enjoying it, then it makes me feel okay. But
the stress of it, like the idea
don't
of it not
like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It hurts.
People don't like it. It sucks. So that's kind of how I feel.
Right. Well, I mean, I feel like if you just add bells, I if I were you, I would even go.
I mean,
any
I
further.
Can play you guys a sample of it.
Can we hear?
Let
it?
Me play
can
you
we
the
we
beginning.
Yeah, share your okay. Share screen and then share computer audio only.
Okay, and I'll play you the very beginning, and you let me know if you think I've got it. All right, how do I share screen?
So click on the green button that says share screen.
Okay.
And then click on advance on the top. And then do
on the top left?
Yeah, and then just do music or computer sound only, and then that should figure it out.
I don't see advance.
Okay.
You click so I did on... share screen.
Yes.
Host disabled participant screen sharing.
Oh, you can't do it because you're not the host.
You're the host.
I'm the host. You want to send
right,
it to
well,
me?
Yeah.
And while you're sending it to me, Rod can do his number two gripe, which I'm really excited about because it has to be worse than contracting COVID-19. So here it goes. Are you ready, Rod?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, on with the countdown. Two.
I'm worried that after I don't have COVID anymore, my Twitch streams aren't going to be as good. My Twitch streams have been really good since I've had COVID. People have been very supportive and nice to me.
Right.
And I'm worried that they're going to start bullying me once I'm better.
So, do people normally bully you?
No, but I mean, it could happen. Sometimes they bully me.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. And you get revenge when someone bullies you. Am I correct?
I don't try to. I just try and be nice online.
Right. I think I found your problem.
What?
You should bully.
I should bully.
You need to be more of a badass bad boy.
You think so?
Did you?
Sorry.
Yeah. Just like, have you thought of like saying fucked up shit to people, like calling them assholes?
I haven't really thought about doing that. Do you think that would work?
Yeah, what's the meanest thing you've ever said to someone?
Like on somebody on Twitch?
Yeah.
No, in life. Or on Twitch.
Life.
Yeah,
go for it.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
You said that to someone? Rod, what the
I've
hell?
Said that.
Rod, that's savage. You're savage.
I've said that to somebody, yeah. I'm fucked up.
You're my savage king.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Rod, you need to go for the final week of COVID, for the rest of this week, change your name to Savage King Rod. And just be savage on there. So you have to, because it's like you're in prison now. You're in COVID prison. And you need to be tough. and show people that you're not letting COVID get you down. So you need to be mean as fuck and go slap the burger out people's mouth, metaphorically.
Exactly.
Damn. I would like to slap the burger out of some people's mouths.
Okay.
Yeah, you should.
I don't know if people have heard that.
You come in, you be rude to me on Twitch, I'm going to slap the damn burger out of your damn mouth.
Yes, yes.
You try and disrespect
me. If someone was going to your Twitch going, oh, perfect time for me to enjoy two things, bullying and this big cheeseburger, they have another thing coming. All right, yeah, gang. Are you guys ready to listen to this new Big
This
Baby
is a sneak
Christmas,
peak. This is a sneak peek. World premiere.
20 seconds of the instrumental. There's no lyrics yet.
Just the first 20 seconds?
I don't know. We can listen to all of it.
No. Are you saying to start at 20 seconds?
Oh, no. Start it from the top.
Okay, start from the top. Okay, cool. And then wait, you'll just let me know when you want me to stop. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Here we go, gang. And now for the premiere of the hit new single, The Instrument.
Unfinished.
Unfinished. MTV presents a new song. Here we go. I really like the when it goes wah 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 wah.
Oh wait, here's the new part though. It's got a breakdown.
Sorry. And it really, you did really go for having this be only a minute long for Instagram.
Well, you know, I think what I'll do is I'll do the minute long version. If people like it, then I'll release the full length.
Right.
I think it's a good idea.
I just realized I'm gonna have
to... It's catchy. I like it.
And does that feel like Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. Clay, what do you think? Does that feel like Christmas?
It feels just like Christmas, and you know why. It's because of the bells.
Yeah, and I record. So the secret to the Big Baby sound is my mom's Roland D50 keyboard that has the best sounds, but also it has the best pitch bender that I've ever played with on a keyboard. All that this one really goes nuts anyway.
I'm excited to hear the song.
Okay, good. That makes me feel good. And listeners of this pod, this podcast comes out on Thursday, so
yeah.
Well, is this a sneak peek or is it not a sneak peek? That's absolutely a sneak peek. Okay. And it'll probably evolve a little bit and change by the time. I think I'll probably release it next week.
I mean, you got to. That's Christmas.
Is Christmas next week?
Oh, so maybe I'll release it this week then. I got to get to work.
It's in 10 days from now.
Oh my god.
Damn, so that means I'm probably going to miss video games again.
holy shit. Damn.
Dude, I've been coming into my studio. I sit at my laptop and I like have to leave to have dinner. That's how long I've been working on shit lately.
All right, gang. Are you guys ready for my number? Is this my number one gripe?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I'll give you an update on my tweet. Here we go, gang.
Now, on with the countdown. One.
My number one gripe is I have a new game called Cyberpunk, and you get to adjust the size. So I've talked about this on the Patreon. if you want to really go in depth, and you get to change the size of your penis. And I wanted to go in playing with a really tiny noodle, and it just wouldn't. It's just the size difference between the three penis sizes don't vary that much. So I thought I could walk around town with a micro dangling from my area, but I couldn't, and it's pissing me off. And also the game has a lot of bugs, and it also cost me $60. I don't know why I bought it, because I hate being a gamer. I don't want to be a gamer anymore. I'm sick of it.
Damn. Sorry, Clay.
You know what I think? I
want to see this noodle. Show me this tiny noodle. Did you make the character to look like you?
No, I just made it look like a normal person.
With a tiny noodle.
Can you have no genitals?
Listen, if you wear glasses like me, you can't really make a person like yourself unless they have your glasses. And they don't. You can't do glasses. And apparently you can't also do a micro noodle, which is the reason why I bought the $60 game, so I can play with a micro noodle.
You go around, you pretend that you're the guy with the micro noodle.
Yes.
Instead, now you have just a regular size noodle.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know about that.
Yeah, so I know about having a disappointingly normal noodle.
In Cyberpunk, do you, like, fight people? What do
you
doing?
Oh, yeah. It's like Grand Theft Auto. If Grand Theft Auto took place in the Blade Runner world, it's like that. It's actually really interesting, and it's first person. It's a very interesting-looking game. Like, aesthetically, it's very cool. I mean, it's like you're walking around Blade Runner world. I mean, that's great. It's fun. But another problem I have with this, there's too many cutscenes. Like, shut up. Let me just walk around this crazy little world.
Hmm.
It's a very crazy game, especially if you haven't played games in a long time, or that's not skateboard related.
I know it's like on the Central Coast. Do they have tri-tip there?
They don't have tri-tip, but they do have palm trees. So
okay.
But I also you could play as three different types of person. You can play as a street kid, which I did. You can play as like a corporate person. Which Rod would do, because he's the richest person I know. Mm-hmm. He's my richest friend. And also you can play someone who's out in the outskirts and they come to the city. So maybe in the outskirts they have tri-tip, but I bet
the corporate person has a tiny noodle. They have tinier noodles for corporation people because, you know, Clay, they're overcompensating for something, am I right?
I need to restart and play a corporate tiny noodle, micro noodle. Give me
Street kids are gonna have average to above average noodles,
right? And I'm going in trying to get a micro wick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been upsetting me personally, and also I was very bad at it.
Can you make your guy stinky?
No, you can make him look like he's stinky, maybe. Well, the clothes are pretty banged up. They're pretty nasty clothes. So, yeah, my character does look like he stinks.
I like that.
Yeah, so that's cool. There's smoke everywhere. And, it's a fun game. It's just I'm not good at it and too many cutscenes. So there's my review. And for that, I give this game a 10 out of 10. It's a perfect game. Can't make a better game than this.
What do the cups do?
You talking about the cup scenes?
Oh,
yeah. Are you talking about like in Pitch Perfect?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
I don't know. I don't know the reference.
You know the famous cup. My favorite cup scene. Pitch Perfect.
I've never seen Pitch Perfect.
It's where she moves around the cups and does like some song with clapping.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Are you
in Pitch Perfect? Type in Pitch Perfect cup scene.
I can't.
I'll do it later.
You guys are being bitches. You know what? Ever since Rod got COVID, everything I have to say is not even a big deal.
Give your number one gripe.
Well, my number one gripe.
Wait,
I've been
stop.
Hey.
Stop. Sorry.
Now on with the countdown. One.
I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
What the hell? Wait. All right, so I've been sitting here on this whole podcast trying to think. All right, Rod's got COVID.
Yeah.
Everything I say, oh, who cares? Because Rod has COVID. But I guess I finally thought of something that people will actually sympathize with. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I've been taking a lot of baths since it got a little colder in LA, and sometimes the bathtub is too hot.
Wrong. Very wrong.
So and I get in there, and I get in there, and it's hot. Ooh, it's hot. And then I start sweating, and I go, ooh, this bathtub too hot.
You say too hot in the bathtub?
I say too hot in the bathtub.
Then there's something I'm looking wrong at with my you. Phone. You're certainly not very good.
Clay. Dude, your dad wait. Called in?
Can I say something real quick? Can I interrupt your what? Gripe? Because I have another gripe for you.
What?
This is an extra gripe. Wait, a bath can't get hot enough. I wish baths.
Oh, so Clay's giving me gripe grief.
I wish baths could be extremely, extremely.
This is unbelievable,
hot.
Clay.
Clay's giving me gripe grief right now.
Yeah,
I can't believe you're final gripe grief.
Yes.
Sorry, I took a bath last night. That wasn't hot enough, and I think I'm just triggered.
Yeah, you're giving me gripe grief, trying to make me feel like I did a gripe goof. But no, yes. I stand by it, all right? My bathtub, I'll get in there and it's perfect, but then after about 10 minutes, I'm sweating and it's too hot.
You're fired.
And then I had to take a nap afterwards because I drained myself.
You're not a nice person.
What the hell? Was that Trump?
Yeah,
you're not a nice person, man.
You're not a nice person.
He sounds like Sammy Davis Jr.
You're not a nice person.
Hey, man. You're not a nice person, man.
I love my life. I have a wonderful family.
I love my life. I love my haircuts. Remember that little girl?
I do remember.
I don't remember that.
All right, so Clay gave me gripe grief on my final gripe, and now I feel like a gripe goof.
Yeah. Well, that's what
because
happened.
What, Clay? I'm not one of your gripe goons, and I'm not gonna follow your.
But what happened to Whit? This hot tub is not hot enough, Whit. Like, what happened?
Oh, that's true. Oh no, but my bathtub gets so hot. Sometimes I stand in it and it burns me, and I just have to let myself.
Yeah. I think me and you are dealing with two different type of tubs, but man.
Yeah, maybe that's it's true. Your heaters. Your water heaters are different.
Yeah,
could be very well. Could be.
So
yeah,
my tweet. Currently, 7 retweets, 118 likes.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
If something gets more than 2 retweets, it's awesome. It's awesome.
It's awesome, Josh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's awesome.
So now we're going into Rod's number one gripe. So, gang, remember, his number 4 gripe was that he contracted COVID-19. And his number 3 was sticker too big on bottle. And I forget what number 2 was, but I can't wait to hear what Rod's final. This must be wild, this gripe here. Rod, are you ready?
Now, on with the countdown. 1.
My final gripe is that it sucks that I have to just be stuck in my apartment for 10 days total, and it's annoying. I want to go on a walk. That's my last gripe, guys.
Got you.
I'd like to go on a walk.
Got you.
I'm sorry, Ron.
Got you.
Are you guys mad at me?
That's really heartbreaking. You just want to go on one of your famous Rod walks. So, Rod, when you can go back outside and go on a Rod walk, will it give you a new lease on life? And when you begin, because you're set. You remember the $5,000? I think it was $5,000 bet of being hotter by December 5th.
It was not $5,000. There's no way it's
like
$50,000
or something.
$500,000. That's like an imaginary amount of money to me. It maybe was $500.
Yeah. So now you have. What if? Okay.
Was it $500? Because I think it was.
8,737,540,000.
I don't know if I have that. That might be in my Venmo.
Do you think
I just haven't cashed out? But Rod, so what would it take for the Rod to get back into Hot Rod or whatever? What was it again?
Trying to get hot?
Yeah.
I think maybe if next year, if there's no COVID, I'll try and get hot.
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct.
But Rod, remember when you got that photo taken of yourself where you just gotten your crisp new haircut? That was hot.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's not necessarily about getting in shape. I think it's just more about taking like really nice photos of yourself.
Oh, I usually don't do that.
Yeah, see, that's a huge part of getting hot, I think, for you. Because you have a great body. And you have, obviously, you have a cool haircut. I think it's just mostly about you like getting in the right lighting with a nice shirt.
The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems.
What if he said for poop?
I just wish that you guys would just let me play these and just not react to them, but patiently wait.
Sorry. So, Grad, what do you think about that? Like, instead of trying to get in shape or whatever you were doing last time, you're just more of like you like model a little bit more. Which one would you feel more comfortable with?
I mean, I guess that does make sense. Because I am like not, I'm not like disgusting or anything.
Not at all. Are you kidding me?
So, like, I guess being hot is mostly just about looking good.
I mean, what you do is
Rod, you're not disgusting, you're gusting.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
How stupid are these politicians to allow this to happen?
Is the opposite of disgusting gusting?
That sounds
yeah, I
right.
think so.
All right, not even a peep out of Clay. Just, not even one laugh. Because all Clay's thinking about is COVID over here. Rod's COVID, oh.
The American dream is dead.
That is true. It's dead.
Yeah.
So, Rod, like, remember when you did white denim, Rod?
Yeah.
Maybe you need something like that where you get, like, a leather jacket or something and you wear it every single day.
I do have a leather jacket, but leather is, like, a heavy.
Okay, fine. You get another denim
He's
jacket.
Weak, man, because COVID.
I am weak.
What if you
COVID.
Get, like, a tank top, like the I don't know, what's the politically correct term for wife beater?
Tank top probably
I think
works.
The big problem yeah. this
Muscle
country
feet.
Has is being politically correct.
What if you get like a muscle tee and you just start wearing like a flannel shirt and
uh-huh.
you grow your beard out a lot and you get like, I don't know, and you're just like a badass and that's your thing.
Oh, what if I get like an axe? I get like a cool axe and I can chop down a tree.
And you take pictures of food that you
yes.
cook?
I could start doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's really nice. Thank you.
And that could be hot 2021.
Why?
Well, it's just like different. There's different types of hot, you know?
Yeah.
And also
2017.
Like you can't go on a walk right now, but
you gotta
have,
stop.
You have you started jumping up and down? Have you tried just jumping up and down? In place because that
yeah I've done that a little bit since I've been in here.
Cool
I've just done some jumping up and down.
cool
What I've been doing now is whenever y'all say a word I try to find that word in this thing and it's
Clay that's fucked
out.
Up it's like you're mad at us.
No, I'm not mad. I'm literally love listening to these drops. Anywho, gang, so that's our...
Only drops I like listening to is when my shit hits the toilet.
You're fired.
Yeah, I wish I was fired.
Sorry,
after my performance on this fucking podcast today.
Yeah.
You think Mr. Dog is going to listen to this and fire you?
I deserve to be fired.
Who's Mr. Dog?
He's the owner of Forever Dog.
Oh, right.
Do they know that we have a podcast there still?
Oh, no, not at all. No, they have no clue, actually, that. So we should knock on their doors one day and ask to do a podcast. Let's see what they do. All right, gang, here's an update. I got 8 retweets now, 130 likes on this.
Hell yeah, dude.
on this tweet, we've been going on. We passed the 45 minute. I like when I started doing the drops. We've already passed 45 minutes. So just
oh well, then wrap us up, dude.
Okay, gang. All right, listen, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast and our another 12 Gripes of Christmas. And we'll be doing this until Christmas, which is only we only get to do it one more time because Christmas is freaking next week. What the hell? That's another gripe for me. Well, this month is going by too fast. Anywho, gang, that's the podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And Rod will be. You guys been living. You guys been feeling pretty safe, but Rod's is almost COVID free, and they're about to release him back into the wild. So
you I'll guys be back need out to, on the streets.
You guys need to lock your doors and hide your wife. All right. Okay. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Bye, gang.
Bye, gang.
Bye.